When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So, there you are, standing on the observation deck near a massive waterfall. The wind ruffling your hair, the roaring water blocking out all sounds. And one thought enters your mind. What would happen if I fell in? Would it be like diving, only with some extra time to do backflips along the way? Well, no need to imagine. It's happened before. One of the most shocking incidents was at Niagara Falls, the largest of its kind in North America. It's actually made up of three separate ones, the biggest being Horseshoe Falls. The colossal U-shaped cascade is 167 feet tall. It's like standing on the 15th floor of a skyscraper. High enough to make you a little dizzy, but it's relatively short for a waterfall. The world's tallest ones can be from 10 to even 20 times that height. But that doesn't make it any safer to fall into. Niagara has some of the fastest waterfalls in the world. 6 million cubic feet of water, enough to fill 70 Olympic-sized swimming pools, rushing down every minute. And if you're at the bottom, that's 7 times the weight of the Statue of Liberty falling on your head. Yet, people have survived that. It was on a Saturday afternoon in 1960. A teen and her younger brother went on a boat trip in the Upper Niagara River. In the middle of their voyage, the boat got caught in a fast current and hit an underwater ridge. It capsized, and the siblings were thrown into the rapids. The boy, who was only wearing his swimsuit and a life jacket, went over Horseshoe Falls. His sister was still in the river, but only 7 yards from the edge, she was rapidly being swept toward it. Many people were standing at the brink of the falls witnessing all of this, but nobody knew how to help. That's when two men rushed to the rail and climbed over it. One of them stretched out his arm, and the girl managed to grab his thumb right before going over the edge. The other man grabbed them and helped pull her out of the water. Once on dry land, the girl, shaken and terrified, asked what happened to her brother. The look on the men's faces said it all. The boy plummeted to the bottom of the falls and disappeared into the mist.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cruising over to the scene, the captain of the Maid of the Mist tour boat spotted a bright orange life jacket in the water. They approached the boy, and the crew pulled him out, alive and conscious. The girl walked away with a cut hand, and her brother had a slight concussion. 30 years later, that boy, now a man, of course, came back to Niagara Falls and described what it felt like falling over them. He said being thrown against the water and rocks felt like getting a heavy beating from all sides. I'll bet. This incident was dubbed the Niagara Miracle. It was the first time someone survived the fall being totally unprotected. Before that, in 1901, a woman went down the waterfall in a barrel to perform a stunt. She survived as well, but swore she'd never do it again, even for $1 million. Experts agree that a person must be incredibly lucky to survive such a fall. Don't imagine it like a fun water park slide. There are dangers the whole way down. So, let's take a hypothetical tumble together. First, you'll experience free fall, accumulating speed with every second. Even if you drop from a relatively short waterfall like Niagara, you'll reach highway speeds within 3 seconds. But what if it's, say, Angel Falls in Venezuela? It's the world's tallest uninterrupted waterfall. At a height of 3,212 feet, taller than the Empire State Building, the Eiffel Tower, Big Ben, the Statue of Liberty, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa combined, the free fall from there would last about 20 seconds, and you'd reach a speed of 120 miles an hour. Along the way, you could encounter jagged rock ledges. But even without those, the beating from the water alone would be no joke. Ever stuck your hand out the window of a moving car on a rainy day? Water plus high speeds equals not good. And those were teeny tiny raindrops, not millions of gallons. So, gravity's zooming you down to the bottom, you're taking a beating from massive amounts of H2O. When you finally get to the only exit available, that'll take mere seconds, so forget about doing any acrobatics. You'd plunge under the water, and deep too, because of that speed. Better hope the body of water below is also deep, otherwise you risk crashing into underwater rocks. Down here, the sunlight gets blocked, so everything around is black. You can't see a thing. That, and since you're being pulled and pushed by so much water, you get totally disoriented. You can't tell which way is up. So, good luck knowing which way to swim out of this thing. Your best chances are that you'll somehow float to the surface. And you do! You burst from the surface and take in a deep breath of fresh air. But you're not out of the woods yet. If you got injured from the water's beating or a crash with a rock, you'll likely have some injuries. But you still need to swim away from the falls, which of course gets much harder if you can barely move your arms or legs. The water's temperature can also make that impossible. Sudden entry into extremely cold water has been known to stop people's hearts. You can't just chill there, pardon the pun, until you feel better. You'll have only 15 minutes to get out of the freezing cold water, up to 30 if it's 40 degrees or warmer, before you lose consciousness from the cold. But they say that in critical situations, people can move cars, right? Even with broken ribs or a dislocated shoulder. You make one last attempt and finally manage to get out of there. You're safe! Until you can get to a doctor, but we'll assume there were witnesses who already called for help. If, by some unlucky chance, you ever find yourself in this situation, survival experts do have some tips when it comes to tumbling over a waterfall. If you're about to go over and there's nothing you can do to stop it, try to jump from the edge. It could help you avoid rocks below the falls. You'll also gain some distance from the rushing water early on, so you won't be right under it getting pounded from above. Take a deep breath before going over. This will help you float up later. Fall feet first. You'll be less likely to hit your head on something below. Don't flail your limbs. Tighten your muscles, wrap your arms around your head, and put your nose in the crook of your elbow. Protecting your head is key. As you approach the water, close your eyes tightly and press your legs together with all your might. Getting all this? Immediately swim downstream, even before breaking the surface. You'll want to get away from the falls as fast and as far as possible. They'll try to pull you in and keep you under. Remember all that? Good! And I hope you never need to use this.